Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Today, we'll be hearing all about the Cape Fear Clinic and a special fundraiser coming up on May 20th called Behind the Scenes Breakfast. And here to tell us about the clinic and about that fundraiser is John Devaney, who is the executive director of Cape Fear Clinic. And with him is Barb Beener. She's the president of the board. So first of all, thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for letting us be here.
Great. Let's talk first of all, for the folks that don't know, what is the Cape Fear Clinic and where is it?
Cape Fear Clinic, we're the community's charitable clinic. We were founded in 1991 as Tyleston Health Clinic, so a lot of folks remember that name, I think. We take care of the folks that are low income and uninsured in New Hanover, Pender, Brunswick, and Columbus counties.
I didn't realize you covered four counties.
We do. Last year served almost 1,500 people from those four counties. Mm-hmm. We're located a couple of blocks from the hospital on Dr. Circle. We've been there since 2007. In 2011, we changed our name to Cape Fear Clinic to better recognize the fact that we were serving more than just the local Wilmington community. We take care of folks with medical, mental health, dental, and we have an on-site full-service pharmacy.
That's amazing. When I hear Cape Fear Clinic, I think medical services, but dental also?
Our dental program is focused on oral health and education, so we do a lot of hygiene. We are the only free, regularly scheduled hygiene clinic in the entire state of North Carolina.
And because of our relationships with providers in the community, we also have the mental health program, which is very unique and really is recognized nationally for the services we provide.
That's great. Health certainly encompasses all those aspects, mm-hmm. and you can't really ignore one if you want to have that holistic
That's right. It's all connected.
Right. Hip bones connected to the leg bone, right? Okay. So it's on Dr. Circle, and it provides mental health care and oral hygiene education and screening, also physical care. And what was the other thing you mentioned?
We have a full-service on-site pharmacy.
Full-service on-site pharmacy. Wonderful. All right. You recently received an award, or the Cape Fear Clinic did. Tell us about that, Barb.
I'm very excited. We were nominated and selected as one of the 10 2014 Coastal Entrepreneurship Award winners. And so next week, we will be honored at Greater Wilmington Business Journal's Breakfast as one of their award winners. Wow. And we're a candidate for the Top Entrepreneur of the Year. Tough for a nonprofit to be considered the absolute most entrepreneurial organization. But I really do think we have a very creative model and a board that's forward-thinking and a great executive director that really help us stay ahead of the changes in healthcare, which you know are huge right now.
Yes. And talking about being creative, don't you have doctors that come in from their own practices and
yes.
give time to the clinic?
Yes.
So
Absolutely.
It isn't like they're all resident there. They come and go as they're needed.
We have on staff, we have a medical director, Dr. Jan Ryan. We also have a full-time pharmacist, Dr. Jennifer Buxton. And then we have two nurse practitioner positions. One's full-time and one is half-time that we share with the New Hope Clinic in Boiling Spring Lakes. So there's a lot of back and forth there, sharing of best practices and staff. And in our mental health program, as a matter of fact, every one of our providers, all of our therapists are volunteers. We have a lot of specialty care that's provided by the community physicians and other practitioners. We only have a staff of 12, and we have over 300 active volunteers.
Which includes 40 nurses and physicians in that. So.
Dozens of doctors and nurses, and yeah.
Well, no wonder you've won an award. That is an amazing model for a clinic. If you're just joining us, you're hearing about the Cape Fear Clinic. John Devaney, the executive director, is here, and Barb Beener, the president of the board, is here. Now, let's talk in the second half of the interview about the behind-the-scenes breakfast. This is coming up next Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning at the beautiful City Club at De Reset. And what is happening on that day?
This is our second annual breakfast, and we hope to be able to continue it into the future as one of the fundraisers that's really under the responsibility of the board of directors. Along with setting policy and strategy, we also have an arm of responsibility relative to raising money. And the opportunity this time, we chose behind the scenes because people don't really understand what the clinic does. So we want to talk about what the clinic does behind the scenes. But then our auction, our silent auction, will have a lot of opportunities for some great items to be bid on and won that are also behind the scenes. We'll go behind the scenes with the airport. That is one package. Another one is behind the scenes with Screen Gems. Celia Rivenbark has offered behind the scenes on writing a book. Help me, John. I'm trying to think of the other ones we have. We have a tour, a a three-hour tour. That sounds like
Gilligan's Island.
But it's a boating cruise, afternoon cruise, kind of behind the scenes of the river and the intercoastal waterway. So we're trying to find different ways to kind of express behind the scenes as opportunities to get to be able to buy these auction items.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's a silent auction.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's a breakfast.
Right.
And it the whole thing starts at 7:30 Tuesday morning. How long do you expect the event to last?
We'll be done by 9. They'll have the opportunity to learn more about the clinic and all the offerings. Each room that we have there will be set up to kind of talk about different services we offer and kind of behind the scenes, how did they happen.
Okay. Are the funds that are raised that day set aside for a particular need that you have right now or for the general needs of Cape Fear Clinic?
The funds really are for the general needs. Right. We operate with about $1 million budget, and less than 10% comes from any kind of government source.
Uh-huh.
The rest is from foundations and donors. So this is the way that we get the money so that we can take care of the folks that don't have any other way to pay for their care.
How much do the tickets cost for the breakfast?
They're free.
What?
Yes, they're free. We'd like you to come. We hope people will donate. We hope people will participate in the auction. But we want to get people to come so that they can learn about what we do.
Well, my mouth is just hanging open here. I'm thinking, a free breakfast?
That's right.
But come and learn and then donate, right?
Exactly.
And bid on some of the auction
items.
Bid if
you can, donate if you can. But come if you can, because the more people learn about what we do, the more people understand about the changes in healthcare, then the better off everybody is.
And that's
beautiful.
People need to know how we're adapting to the changes in healthcare and how we're going to better serve our community as we go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not going away. Even though we have accountable care and all the different things going on, the need for our clinic is still there.
I'm sure that it is. Now, I'm sure the DeRosette House, the City Club, will need to have a count, though. It wouldn't be so great for us just to show up.
That's
so
right.
The best way to make your reservations is you go to breakfast@capefearclinic.org, breakfast@capefearclinic.org, or you can call 910-742-0030. And I'll put that information up on WHQR's website. The interview will go up there as well. People can listen to it again, or you can send your friends to listen to it, and the information about how to register will be there. What else can you tell us? We've got, a couple of minutes left. You've got this award that you've just won, and you've been telling us about the clinic and what it does. What else?
Well, we did just recently get a $35,000 grant from the CVS Charitable Trust through a partnership with the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics. They awarded 37 grants across the country. They had over 300 applicants, and we were very fortunate that we were chosen as one. And this will provide for us to have a part-time mental health therapist slash administrator, but someone who can actually provide therapy as well as help run the program. It's the first paid staff position in our mental health program, and it will allow us, when it's in place, to have mental health therapy provided during the day, not just on Wednesday evenings like we do now. So if somebody walks in, they're in crisis, we'll be able to help them right away
Get
them where they need to go.
And you have someone that can be there for those emergency needs, but also screen other folks that apply and figure out what therapist they'd be a good match with and when
they
can. Oh, gosh, that's great.
Exactly. And we're very grateful for that. It was something that was unexpected that this opportunity would arise. And so we jumped on it, and when we found out that there were 300 applicants, we were like across the country, and we were like little old Wilmington, little Cape Fear Clinic, and we were one of the 37 that got it, and we got the maximum amount that they would give.
You must have somebody good on staff who can write grants.
That would be John.
Apply for grants.
That
good
would be
for
John.
You. Excellent. That's an important part of what you do, I'm sure.
It is.
If you can't do it yourself, to have somebody on staff that has that ability, because, boy, there is grant money out there, but you have to know how to apply and make what you do sound attractive to the potential donors. Any last thoughts?
Well, thank you so much for having us today. If people have any more questions or want to learn more, CapeFearClinic.org is our website. They can call us. They can email us. There's an info@ button on our website. And that email goes directly to me and to others of my staff, and we will make sure everybody gets a response. So please send your questions, concerns, issues. It's great.
And if you have friends or colleagues or family members that need care and haven't been able to access it because they don't have income and don't have the ability to get on state Medicaid, which wasn't expanded, we're the place for them to consider. We meet people every day that need our services.
That's right. And our main phone number is 910-343-8736. And as soon as that picks up, it tells you what to do if you want to become a new patient.
Okay. Give me that again. What is it?
910-343-8736.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll put that up on our website as well. John Devaney, Executive Director of the Cape Fear Clinic, and Barb Beener, President of the Board, thank you for coming in today and telling us all about the behind-the-scenes breakfast next Tuesday, May 20th. It starts at 7:30 a.m., runs to about 9. It'll be at the City Club. And do make reservations if you want to go. Breakfast at capefearclinic.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for what you do, not just for coming in today, but for everything you do. This is WHQR.